I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has released the results of its 2022 Small Game Survey. This thing is chock full of all kinds of cool data points, and I'm going to share some when we return. But first,
'tis the season for Toyland at Fleet Farm. The elves are stocking shelves with the hottest toys, like Barbie, Lego, Hot Wheels, and more at unbeatable deals. Find a lower toy price, and we'll beat it by 5%. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. Plus, the first 125 customers get a free toy tractor. Get unbeatable deals on the toys you want before they're gone. Fleet Farm, the store with everything you need for a very Merry Christmas. See store for details.
Welcome back. The number of small game hunters in Minnesota last year was similar to 2021, but continued to trend below the 10-year average. Overall, about 228,000 small game licenses were sold for the 2022-23 hunting seasons, down more than 5,000 from 2021. That's just one result from the Minnesota DNR's Small Game Hunter Mail Survey from 2022. Got a couple other data points for you here. Minnesota sold just under 82,000 duck stamps last year, down 3% from the previous year and 8% below the 10-year average. State hunters took 470,000 ducks, down 32% from the 10-year average of 693,000 birds. Canada goose hunters took 127,000 geese. That's almost half the 10-year average of 245,000 honkers. As for upland birds, Minnesota hunters harvested about 238,000 rough grouse and 202,000 ring-necked pheasant roosters.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.